Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard a lot about him. Here he is, live and direct, JR with some weekend winners. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, Tommy. What a fantastic week it was. Had a great holiday last week. We cleaned up this past weekend between football, college basketball, NBA. Guys, we are absolutely rolling. We're making clients a ton of money, and we definitely want to bring on more new people. So here's what I'm doing. I'm giving you exactly what I know you're looking for, and that is the big winner in this weekend's SEC championship game between Georgia and LSU. Plus, I'm throwing in a bonus game, and that's the Saints taking on the Bucks on Monday night. So when you call, you're going to get both winners absolutely free right now on a 30-second recorded message. Call the number and let's start making you some money. Guys, 2-0. I never do that. It's always one game. This week, you're getting two huge winners. Call 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. And not just one. You're not going to get just the SEC championship matchup between Georgia and LSU, but also the big matchup on Monday night, Saints taking on the Bucks. I'm giving that to you absolutely free. Be sure to call right now to get both games. And, guys, we're only going to leave it up for the first 1,000 callers, so be sure to call right away, 800-499-3733.
All right, tell me a little bit about your business, JR.
Well, you know, we are experts at not just being able to pick out winners, Tommy, because, you know, quite frankly, with the amount of data that we bring in and the amount of analytics that we run through, I think it's definitely made my job a lot easier to be able to produce more wins than losses. But more importantly, we understand the money management end of it better than anyone else out there, especially an individual trying to do it on their own without an economic or financial background. They're going to have trouble. I mean, this is all about numbers. It is a percentage game. And if you understand the numbers, you can really make a lot of money. You want to make sure that your risk is going to equal the proper amount of risk to get the right payoff, but you also don't want to put too much exposure of your bankroll into play every week. So, you know, dealing with an expert in your corner not only is going to give you the opportunity to be able to manage your bankroll the right way, also to be able to get a lot more wins than losses. But let's face it, when you start dealing with an expert within 2 or 3 weeks, your confidence, your personal swagger goes through the roof. All of a sudden, you're winning much more than you're losing. You're watching your account that may have started off at $2,000 or $3,000. Granted, now all of a sudden, within a couple of weeks, you're looking at $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in your account. The light bulb goes off. You're like, maybe this is something I can really do and make some real good money for myself. And I got to say, guys, it's not about taking cash and putting up and setting up a business. This is using what you were using for entertainment and turning it into a passive income because it's grown so exponentially over a period of time.
That's a great point that you made. It's like if you're going to be doing it anyway, you may as well win, right?
You may as well actually have some fun. There's no fun in losing,
no,
Tommy.
Guys
that go 0-3 on Thanksgiving had a miserable night with their family.
That's terrible. That's not good to do that. Tell me about young quarterbacks in the NFL. I know a lot of what you do is evaluate talent and so forth.
Definitely. You have to understand the talent that's out there. And it's not just about where they are right now. It's a lot about where they're going and what their abilities possibly could be in the system that they're in. And with the maturation of a tremendous amount of young quarterbacks coming to fruition this year, I think that there's been a lot of people that have been taken by surprise, and unfortunately it's cost them money because they're relying on their old ways of picking quarterbacks that were once successful 15 or 10 years ago and not looking at all the new talent that's been able to change the game. I mean, let's face it, running backs over the past 20 years, since I've gotten into this business in 25 years, back when I first got in, running backs were the most important position next to the quarterback on the field. You had to have that one dynamic bell cow that you can give the ball to 30 to 40 times a game. He can run the clock down, and you rely on the quarterback for a couple of passes throughout, but really open it up through the run game. Now,
no way, no more.
We see quarterbacks that are running like never before. They're getting more yards than their actual backs are getting. And on top of it, the running back position is no longer that one bell cow other than Tennessee with Henry. You look around the league, you've got multiple backs, two, three guys that are getting the ball. They're getting less than 10 carries a game. They're getting fresh legs just about every time. The game is changing, and you got to adapt to what's going on out there. And if you don't understand how to evaluate the talent, I really think that you're going to wind up getting burnt. And that's one of the things that I think our analytics give us a huge edge on, because we can see where they're going. We can see the progress that they've made, and we can see, I mean, look at a guy like Kenny Pickett, who obviously is brand new to the league, but this guy started off with 6 interceptions through, the first 2 games that he started, and here we are now, 3 games, no interceptions, touchdowns going on the board, and making Pittsburgh look like a little bit more of a prolific offense that we did not see under Trubisky in the first few weeks.
Yeah, I was in Pittsburgh for that Saints game. I don't want to talk about Kenny Pickett at all, so let's just leave him out of this, all right? Look, I'm looking at the I'm looking at the NFL schedule here. What do you like, JR? Give me an online pick. I mean, an on-the-air pick that somebody can take advantage of, because you're red hot on these pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. A few weeks ago, about 3-4 weeks ago, we said on air that we were upside down. We were under 500 for the first time in doing the interview and the free picks on air, and I told everyone, guys, start getting in these games. We're going to win everything in sight. We've now hit 3 or 4 weeks in a row. Another under last week, even though it went to overtime. Tampa Bay-Cleveland was the game I gave you guys to sink your teeth into last week. I hope you took advantage of it. Now, this week, we went 3 unders in a row. This week, I'm going with an over. And I think that the public has caught on to the unders. In this case, you got 2 prolific offenses that are going to be able to score points, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Detroit Lions. Both defenses will not play. Okay, you're talking about nothing but nonstop scoring. I'm expecting 60 to 70 points total in this game. Both teams will be in the 30s. So go way over the 51 and a half points that's posted right now on this game. It will not be close. You can have that covered halfway through the third quarter.
You're not saying buy it over, right? You're just saying go with the over.
No, you're going to take the over in that game. The number on the game is 51.5. By the time that opened to 48.5.
When it comes to betting, can I make a bet if I said, you know what, I think it's a good go to 60? Can I make that bet or not?
You definitely can. You can go into the app and you can go to alternate lines, and you'll get a better vig on your money. So instead of having to lay 110 to make 100, let's say, if you're going over 51.5, if you think it's going to be over 59.5, they'll probably give you odds of 2-1 on something
but
like
you're
that.
Not
so
saying
for every
that.
100 you bet, you get back 200.
You're not
no,
saying
No, you
that.
Know, and when it comes to sports betting, Tommy, I really don't like to stretch the lines, even though we think that there's a tremendous amount of play there, because if you keep doing that, it'll wind up costing you money in the end and you get bit. So instead, take the points. Every chance you get, you take the points. Even when I'm using a dog that's plus only 1.5, and it looks like it's a great money line at plus 125, I still want that 1.5 because it can come down to a bucket in basketball or even 1 point with a field goal in the NFL or college football. So if they're giving you points, you take those points. That's not to say that you don't put a small percentage of your bet on the money line. So you may go, if you're betting $500 and put $400 at plus 1.5, and then the other 100 on the money line to get a little more value with only 20% of your bet. And again, that's one of the things that the experts at WagerPro and JRWins.com can be offering.
I was going to say that. That's what you do. Real quick, you're talking about young quarterbacks. Tua is finding his stride. What do you think about Mac Jones?
He's in a system that I think is beneficial for him. He's just not a great quarterback. He's not the guy. He's not dynamic enough. Sure, he can use his legs, but he's been shown already to make bad decisions. And anybody making bad decisions in a Belichick system tells me that they just don't have the IQ to be playing that position or even the wherewithal. I just don't think he's going to be a long-term productive quarterback. He can wind up being a good backup in this league for 10 years, but I just don't see him as a starter for the next 15 years, not in a Belichick system, not in any system for that matter. I just don't think that he's going to be a superstar.
Wow. Take us out, JR, please.
Guys, this is all about one thing and one thing only, and that is getting some money in your account and making it productive, and that's what we do. I'm going to start you off with 2, not 1, but 2 blowout winners absolutely free. The winner of the SEC championship game, Georgia-LSU, and the winner of Monday Night Football between the Saints and Bucks, I'm leaving them for free right now on a 30-second recorded message. Call the number, 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. 499-3733. don't get 1-0. We're going 2-0, guys. The SEC Championship game and Monday Night Football free on the recording right now. Call 800-499-3733. And remember, it's only going to the first 1,000 callers, so please call now. We're going to get calls in droves. 800-499-3733. Be safe. Have fun. And as always, Tommy, guys, everyone out there, go out there and make some money.
There he goes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.